Dreyf, please don't give me that look. You can't go to England with us. Mom, the airline only allows you to check 70-pound items that have to cut you in half. I'm going to miss you so much, you know that? Yeah, but Laverne will take good care of you. Girls, please, come on, we're going to be late. Are you ready?
Ready? Ready to visit the castle which bears our name? Ready to accept my place among the aristocracy? God, I was born ready.
You were also born with 11 toes.
That just means there's more of me to love.
Girls, look now, this is very important to me. I'm going to receive the Sword of Weston on behalf of my father, and I want the both of you to act like beginning two people who act normal, all right?
Hey, Weston!
Oh, Charlie, come on, we're out the door. Please, what do you want?
Just one little thing before you go. Please, take me to England, will you? Please, please, please.
No.
Oh, come on, Harry. Always had this dream to stroll along the Thames, hear Big Ben on a foggy night, and most of all, boink Mary Poppins.
Charlie, as beautiful a dream as that is, you cannot be there. This is a reunion for the Weston family only. Come on, there you go, the cab. Let's go. Come on.
Shotgun!
Oh, come on. Charlie, you pay attention to me. Now, Laverne's going to come over to watch Dreyfus. Don't bother her. I'm warning you. She's going through a very rough divorce, and she's lonely, and she's very, very vulnerable.
Gotcha.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye, Charles.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Divorced, lonely, vulnerable. If it's so wrong, why do you make it so easy?
Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Carol, you broke the door knocker.
Shut up!
How will you? Stop it, the two of you. Come on, we'll just go inside. Hello? Anybody home? Look at this!
This place is great!
Oh, these are our roots, girls. This is where it all began.
Somebody really ought to do something about that moat. It smells like the men's room at a Peter Frampton concert.
I wonder where everybody is. I don't... Look, hey, maybe I should ring.
Hey, check these guys out. My God, these are our forefathers.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
What?
It's uncanny.
What?
Do you know who these guys look like?
Yes, me.
No, not you. They look like Boris Karloff.
Come on. They don't look like anybody. They're very, very handsome, though. Pinch me. I'm dreaming.
Who are you?
I'm Basil, madam, your butler. Well, how do you do? I'm Dr. Harry Weston. These are my daughters. This is Carol and Barbara.
Ooh, our very own butler. We bring you tidings from the colonies.
Ooh, tidings. You want to bring me something? Bring me a bottle of Jack Daniels. Can't pass out on tidings, now can I?
She broke your knocker, too.
Oh, not to worry. You have merely destroyed an object forged in the 15th century. It's priceless, irreplaceable. We're here for the family reunion. I know why you're here, sir. Who do you think wrote out all the bloody invitations?
Have any other guests arrived?
Full of questions, aren't we? Yes, the entire family will be here tomorrow night, all except one.
Oh, who's that?
Myself, sir. Not invited, sir.
You're a Weston?
I'm a Moretti. My father was a Weston, married Weston. My mother, an Italian slut.
I don't understand.
I am like Ray on Dallas.
Oh, you're a bastard.
Yeah, we said that much.
Well, that's horrible. You mean to tell me you were ostracized just because you were born out of wedlock?
That, and I have 11 toes. Now then, the rules of the ceremony.
Rules?
The banquet is tomorrow night and begins when I ring the gong once, signifying you have 15 minutes to get to the grand hall. Two gongs, dinner begins, you receive the sword, yada-da-da-dee. Three gongs, dinner is over, four gongs means you must vacate the castle immediately. Do not steal the towels. I am so excited. I can't believe I'm getting the sword. You're not alone there, sir. Now, your rooms are the last two in the west wing. West. If there is any way I can be of assistance, please, please do not hesitate to call.
Basil, could you help me with my luggage?
Did you not hear the sarcastic tone in my voice? Oh, are you simply stupid?
Stupid.
Okay. No, we'll find our own way. Thanks. Come on, girls. Let's go. Hello.
I am king of all I survey. King Harry. Off with their heads. Nah, be good, King Harry. Put their heads back on.
Hey, Harry.
Charlie, what the hell are you doing here?
Now, before you get all bent out of shape, let me tell you why I showed up for this great occasion when you specifically told me I wasn't welcome.
I'm waiting.
I'm thinking.
Charlie?
Okay. You're my best friend in the whole world. My only friend, actually. And I wanted to be here for you on your special day.
How much is this old trip of yours going to cost me, Charlie?
Nothing. I put the whole thing on my Visa card, and then I declared Chapter 11.
How did you get past Basil?
I told him I was your illegitimate son. Next thing I know, the guy's hugging me and showing me to the best room in the castle.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's pitch black, Harry.
This precious stone set in the silver sea, which serves it in the office of a wall, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England.
I understood England.
This is the perfect way to spend my vacation, Lurleen. I don't have to go back to Hickory and answer all them what happened to you and Nick questions. Because the answer is I'm fine. I am not lonely. What? We've been on the phone 6 hours. They law, I better get some sleep then. Hey, Lurleen. Thanks for lending an ear. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, Dreyfus, may as well go to bed. There's nothing else to do with my life. All right, 15 more minutes. Oh, it's that David Letterman stupid pet trick. Lordy, that's a good one. Look at that pooch. Now, we might be something if you could do that. I bet I could teach you. Dreyfus, we are going to surprise the doctor. You're going to learn to do that trick, ain't you? I'll take that as a yes.
Oh, I can't wait to get out into the countryside. I'll just have Basil bring the car around. Oh, God, I've waited all my life to have someone bring the car around.
Where should we go first?
Stonehenge, the ancient assemblage of megaliths erected by druids.
Wait a minute, I thought we were going to see Rod Stewart's castle.
Oh, well, good afternoon, my princesses.
Your lordship.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy, have you seen Basil?
No. Where are you girls off to?
Stonehenge. You want to come?
No. I think I just want to stroll around the grounds.
Cheerio. Later.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, be home by first gong. Well, I think I'll go down to the kennels and unleash my hounds. Then I'll go to the forest and warn my foxes. Oh, my. Yes, all ring for the butler, then vanish into thin air. Let's all play practical jokes. Let's all bust the butler's grenades, shall we? Oh, madam, she was so forgotten her picnic basket. Oh, dear. She'll soon be back for this. Yes.
$1,000 deductible. Is it my fault the stupid English put the wheel on the wrong side of the car and made you drive on the wrong side of the road? You hit a tree that wasn't even on the road. This would have never happened if we would have gone where I wanted to go. Oh, right, Barbara. We're going to drive 4 hours to London to see the places where Jack the Ripper knifed his victims. I don't knock your hobbies. Would you go? We're going to be late for the ceremony. Fine. Drive! I can't see the steering wheel! Oh, that felt good!
I bet Jack the Ripper got started with his sister.
I accept this sword on behalf of my father, Stanfield Weston.
God, this is so exciting! Dad, you're going to be so proud.
Hey, that one, hey. Whoa. Hello? Anybody? Oh, this is... Anybody? No. Oh. Help. Anybody help?
Oh, stupid. I'm right back where I started from. I've been walking in circles for hours. I'm never going to get out of here.
You probably said the same thing.
God, here I am, about to receive the sword of Weston from my father, and I blew it. Great, first gun. Time to get ready, and I'm stuck down here. Oh, my God. 11 toes.
Well, I see you still haven't moved from your chair, Dreyfus Weston. But I will not give up. You will learn to ride this skateboard. Now, come on down off our chair. All right. I'm going to have to shame you into doing this. This is a real cat. Don't you believe me? Watch. Here, kitty. Come here. Come to mama. Okay, now watch. Fluffy will get up on the board. Ain't that something? Cat's listening, cat's obeying, cat's real smart, Dreyfus. Okay, now looky here. Okay, on three. One, two, three. Okay, Dreyfus. Now you've seen what a cat can do, let's see you strut your stuff. I swear you're like the hairiest paperweight I have ever seen.
Oh,
Sorry, I was looking for Harry Weston's room.
Now come. Come in. Pour us two glasses of brandy and bring me one immediately.
Yes. I'm gonna score in. Your gorgeousness.
Sweet, Dad. Wicked. I like you. Baroness Daphne Weston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an American toast.
Well then. Yeah. Tell me, my good-looking young man. Do you have a title?
Charles, Third Duke of Deets.
Oh. Then you know, it's not easy being aristocracy. But the burdens we must bear.
Burdens. Terrible burdens. I mean, how many times a day can you say, whip him till he bleeds and still feel really good about yourself? I should find Harry.
Oh, well, perhaps I can help you. What does your friend Harry look like?
Well, he looks a lot like...
Yeah! Yeah!
Well, thanks for the vino.
No, you mustn't leave.
Yes, I must.
I, the Baroness Daphne Weston, command you, stay. Stay and have your... way with me and I with you.
Oh, you wouldn't want to have your way with me my way.
Are you a Nancy boy?
A little more pressure, I'm there.
Let's find out. Oh, my silly Duke. Oh, you're going to tire me out before you tire me out. Damn, the banquet begins. Come quickly. My hand.
What about it?
Take it, you idiot. Better. Much better. Feel you bending to my will. They all do. Eventually.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna score in England.
We have been at this all day and all night now. You haven't moved except to go in the kitchen and eat your dog food. By the way, they put cowlips in dog food. Ah, now that I've got your attention, look. You push off with the right foot and go. Whee! Isn't this fun? Nothing. Okay, that's it. You win. I am too tired to go on. Laverne Higby is a throwing in the towel. Beat by a dog.
I want to see Stonehenge.
We'll have to meet Daddy at the Grand Hall.
We don't know where it is.
Let's ask Basil.
Oh, please. He calls himself a butler. Look at this. He doesn't even keep the room properly. Carol, a secret passageway.
Girls?
Daddy?
Don't come in here!
place?
I believe it's called a dungeon, dear.
Daddy, I know how boys like to explore dark places, but don't you think we should go to the banquet?
Yes.
Then why don't we?
Because we're trapped.
We're trapped in a dungeon? Cool.
Damn it, that's it. Three guns. The banquet's over. The swordsman passes somebody else. My father's gonna kill me.
Well, this is terrible. I mean, this whole thing's been for nothing. We never even got to meet the family.
Wait. You know, maybe we're making too big a thing of all this. I mean, we're here, we got to see our ancestral home, our roots, and we're together as a family. That's the important thing.
Damn it, I want that sword! I want that sword so bad! Damn it!
What do four guns mean again, Daddy?
Everyone's leaving the castle.
Then we really are trapped. Help! Oh, where's my knight in shining armor?
Boy, I can't believe I sat my mashed potatoes.
Charlie, don't let that door close!
Any jerk who's ever seen an Abbott Costello movie knows you don't walk through a secret passage without jamming it. I got a chair holding it open. Wait a minute, I got a surprise. Ta-da! The Sword of Western.
Charlie, how did you do it?
I got Shanghai to the banquet by your cousin Daphne. By the way, she looks just like... Yeah. Anyway, being your illegitimate son, I received the sword in a beautiful ceremony.
Oh, this is wonderful. What?
Harry, let me give you the sword the way it was given to me. First thing you do is you kneel. The sword touches your right shoulder to give you strength. The sword touches your left shoulder, so you may temper your strength with patience. The sword touches your head to give you wisdom. Rise, Sir Harry, keeper of the Sword of Weston.
Ah, thank you. I'm truly honored.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was so touching.
Hello? Are there any Westons down there?
Yes! Basil, we're on our way up.
Hello. Oops.
Being a bastard does have its little rewards.
Over. Let me go. I'll call Basil.
Oh, it's quite pointless. I bribed the boob. It's just you and I, my little Duke. Just you and I. Anything special I can do for you?
Yes. Give me a blindfold.
Yeah.